This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We're joined by Councillor Ruben Masango, the MMC for Development Planning in the city of Johannesburg. And we'll also be joined by the cultural activist, Advocate Sipho Mantula, just to look at this issue of renewal, including the cultural role. Okay. So, Councillor Masango, good morning to you. Welcome to Power.
Thank you, Maureen. Good morning and good morning to your listeners as well. And also good morning to Snetemba if you're joined us already.
Indeed. Okay. Now, I've just painted some kind of a background in terms of the Newtown Cultural Precinct. It's turning, for me, when I looked at it last week, I was depressed. Driving back home, I was extremely depressed because of the state of Newtown Cultural Precinct. Yeah. What's happening, Councillor? Are there plans to bring it back to what it used to be?
Yes. You know, since we came in, you know, one of the issues that has become a priority for this particular government is the rejuvenation of the inner city. And our thinking around that was that as we start, because with the inner city, it's where everything happened. It's the center of every attraction before we even embark on the other cities, outskirts of the inner city. So one of the projects that we driven was this rejuvenation of the inner city. But of course, as the Department of Development Planning, that is custodian of planning of the city, we work on what we call precinct plans.
Okay.
So in the city, we've got various precinct plans for various areas within the city. So we've been focusing on different area precinct plans. However, some of these precinct plans, we've found that some of them are outdated and others need some more fire in them. As you have said, that you've gone to other places, then you find that it's not as we would want it to be.
Yes.
One of the issues, just coming directly to the issues around the Newtown, as you have captured very well, that you can see Maboneng, it's developing, the other places, there's so much development happening.
Yes.
But when you come to Newtown specifically, as it was at the time, the present plan was focused more as the Newtown as a cultural present.
Yes.
And with time, yes, activities were there, but, you know, we changed everything that changes in time. So even the nature of things then that are there in those places does not then tend to sustain that particular area. So we then had to, in this short space of time, then say that what is it that can revive this place? One of the other things that we observed when we looked at the present, what might have caused some of these things, is to focus on the new town as a only cultural present, whereas new town can be a home to other forms of activities.
Okay.
You know that, yes, Newtown has also got a vast space of innovation, a vast space of education centers, a vast space of knowledge hubs, like your Saibono that you have around those places there, your TVET colleges, and the close proximity to Bramfontein where your universities are there. And you can know, if you know Bramfontein, there's also a big innovation center coming around being helped with other private sectors.
Yeah.
So that's why we have this present plan or the urban development framework that we have made available for people to comment on.
So, Councillor Ruben, here's something very interesting. I know during your IDP processes, you make sure that you get the residents of the city of Joburg to participate and to comment and to participate fully. But in a case of this Newtown Cultural Precinct, as much as I see you want to diversify it more, where it's not only going to focus on the arts and culture, but you're going to look at other things. But in terms of your consultation process, because it is known to be an arts and cultural hub, are there any direct consultation with the performing artists?
There is consultation. Remember, what we as I said earlier, that how we develop particular areas, because your IDP sections, talks to the different budget needs of a different financial year cycle. You know, that's where this all we take them, all of these ideas that we get, and then we consider them on a budget. But when it comes to issues of development, as mentioned by precinct, that's where then you start to focus on the specific area and get the people relevant in that particular area. 2 weeks ago, in fact, even not 2 weeks ago, a week before then, I'd met with some business people and some residents within this area of Newtown. They gave us some ideas. And thereafter, I think last week or so, 2 weeks ago, I also met with what is called Newtown Improvement District, which is a combination of the people that reside there, your business sector, every sort of people, your artist, and everyone that's got an interest in the rejuvenation of Newtown. You know, your people that do cooking and everybody that is in that space, to also engage with them and hear what they need, how we can assist them as a government to see how we revive this place. There's also a place called Begezela that has also been in news, and to see how we also deal with all of those challenges. There's also a blend of Transnet that is in that space. So we needed all of these things. So this urban development that I'm talking about, the prison plan, it's a document that we released to say that here's a document, we want to revamp Newtown, what's your comment? So we do engage with the necessary stakeholders within that space.
Okay.
To advise us on how we want. And if I can just quickly add, is that recently as well, we've conducted a study, a survey, in the entire Johannesburg, so to say, the inner city, mm-hmm. which is a focus area. It has come back to confirm that indeed our focus on the Newtown as a cultural center only, it does not assist in the development of this particular area.
Okay.
We need to also then focus on these other areas, you know, as I mentioned, your education and innovations hub. Mm. But what's even more appeasing for me is that when I met with the building, with the business community and the relevant stakeholders 2 weeks ago, they confirmed to that effect that they said that, yes, we are here. We just wanted you guys as government to come to us, and then let's also be together. Because remember, we might not own all the properties around that space. But if the business community and these artists that own these business premises, they are aware what as government we want to do, and we are aware how they want the spaces to be, it becomes easier to work together.
Yeah.
And that's where we are at this particular stage.
I'm in conversation with Councillor Ruben Masango. He is the MMC for Development Planning in the city of Johannesburg. And we are looking at upgrading the Newtown Cultural Precinct. But of course, we are stretching it broadly. So feel free, if there are any issues that concerns you pertaining to the deteriorating state of a number of buildings and areas within the city of Joburg, give us a call on 0861987000. But, you know, to be honest with you, if you drive around Joburg, for instance, I went through Bedrams just this past week. And I mean, I remember Bedrams back in the day, it used to be the home of Radio Freedom, for instance, after 1990 when the exiles were coming back home, and even the real Radio Freedom, it was set up in Bedrams. That's where, you know, conscious or artistic journalism or conscious journalism, it was trained. I mean, Bedrams was a very, very decent place. But go to Bedrams today, it has deteriorated to some alarming levels. And I'm just saying, how do people live like this? So, what is going on? What, I mean, every area in Joburg, it seems to be deteriorating to alarming proportions.
Yes, Morris. You know, it's not only your bedrooms, even your village and Hillbrook. We used to go there and buy clothing there, you know, walk even in the early in the evenings.
It was a 24-hour economy there, yes.
24-hour economy.
Yeah.
And these are the things that, you know, when we started, you know, the community, the Johannesburg community, didn't understand when this government were explaining and saying, this is the amount of challenges that were found in this. Because the urban decay, they started a long time ago, and asking ourselves, where did things go wrong? That's why we have bad buildings. How can we have a city with bad buildings? We've found about 500 bad buildings in the inner city. That's why when the mayor made this call to say that, let's turn the inner city into a construction site, let's bring business, because all business wanted confidence with us to say that, where are you going? How are you helping us as an inner city or as a businesses community so that we can make an environment that is conducive for us to be able to bring our skills in, assist you. Because like your issues, the areas that you are mentioning of Maboneng, your Gandhi Square, those present areas, the eastern side, private sector have come on board to say that, yes, we hear you, you've got your limited budget here and there, but let's assist you. So these are the challenges that our citizens, unfortunately, couldn't understand when we were saying since 2016, this is what we are finding, these are the problems, we have to tell you of these problems, so that you understand when you take the necessary steps to say that this city has been left to go to a state of decay that is unbelievable. Because now we are finding ourselves having to sort out the core. Now we're sorting Newtown, Bertrams, Hillbrow is calling us. No, we're not even there. Rentbeck will soon be calling us. And the other places, Rudiport will soon be calling us. So we had to mention these things, your infrastructure challenges that we had to mention, your crumbling bridges that we had to mention. So now we're at the point, at this 2.5 years, to say that now we're starting to really, because now you understand where the challenges are. Now you must then understand how we then deal with these problems going forward. Like this intervention that I've mentioned to you, the studies that we've been doing, bringing back economy, meeting business people, meeting residents, meeting stakeholders, and starting to put things into perspective. And you'll know, maybe in the next couple of months or so, the construction in the inner city will start around October, because this only also contributed into the safety, other issues.
Yes.
Well, that's why we recruited about 1.5 Johannesburg Metropolis to deal with issues of safety, because that's another thing that caused such decay, because they said the criminality was out of hand, so businesses decided to leave and go to other areas. But with the efforts and the explanations that we've been doing and giving to the community out there, they're starting now to see the light and say that we're coming back, we want to partner with you. There's BMW there that has started that new building around Newtown. So there's a mall that site, Atipari, that was also doing. So now we're even expanding the scope to say that let's go to these other areas. You've got your Mayfair, your Fort Spec, that side as well. We were also focusing and really doing hard work. But the amount of decay, Maureen, is unbelievable. You know, it's not something that you can turn around in a day. But these 2.5 years, really, we have tried our best to really work hard to make things better for our residents and our business community.
Okay, before I go to academic and cultural activist, advocate Sipho Mantula, I just want to pose this particular question to Councillor Ruben Masango there. You know, we just came out of a very interesting discussion with Dr. Fikeni about, you know, scenario plannings and how we want a socially cohesive country in 2030, you know, different scenarios and stuff like that. But one caller also mentioned the fact that at times, one of our fundamental problems is that we don't diagnose the problems accurately. At times we are rushed and maybe we misdiagnose and we come up with wrong solutions. Here is one issue that depressed me as I was walking through Newtown, is that obviously businesses are closing down. And it is not a good thing, because it means when businesses are closing down, it means the rate of unemployment is going up in the city of Johannesburg, in the province of Gauteng. And that could mean many other things, potential crime and so on. Yeah. Have you, Councillor Masango, within council, as you come up with these plans to rejuvenate the place, have you diagnosed what are the problems? And why are companies or businesses closing down within the Newtown Cultural Prison?
You know, precisely, that's why we spend so much time. You know, this particular kind has communicated so much time. But as you might know, the backlash that we get when we communicate, the difficulties that we find. Because that is precisely the point, exactly what you are saying, that we had to communicate, because we had to do a diagnosis and say that, what are these challenges that are faced in this city? Why is this city in the state that it is? When did this thing start? You know, because the up and decay, all of a sudden, everyone talks as if it started yesterday. Mm. You know, when the criminality is as if it started yesterday. So all of these things have been systematically coming into the system because of the breakdown of the rule of law, because of the lack of other of maintenance, the budget allocated into infrastructure issues. And that's why I mentioned the issue of recruiting 1,500 police officers to deal with issues of criminality, because we found that the number of MPD officers that assist us in criminality in these countries is growing at a 5 million population. How you will not have and well-equipped JMPD services operations. We've got an IOC now, Intelligence Operations Center, where we've got undercover units dealing with issues of town of criminality. So these are some of the issues that we found. As I was talking to you again, the survey that I'm talking about that had looked into the entire inner city, or the entire Joburg, to say that how do we develop issues? Where are the problems? Like your informal economy. Even in the inner city, we're saying that as much as we're dealing with informal trade, but we don't want to dispose, to move them away, but we want to make them in a space that it's workable. And that's what we're working with as well. And again, one other thing that was done is that we have to work close with the business community, because remember, as government, we might want to do all of these things, but people have got the purse is the business community. So the confidence that we have demonstrated to the business community to say that come and partner with us, we're a transparent government, we're an open government, this is what we are saying that we need you guys to do for us. This is what our tender documents are open for everyone to see. These are the properties that we're finding. This is the scope of the work that we want you to do. So we have seen a lot of take-in. So that's what we've been doing all along. But as much as we've been doing that, we've been also slowly dealing with some of those issues. But and as I'm saying that, and so that's why we've talked of 170 billion backlog of infrastructure. So we wanted our communities to understand that it will not be happening overnight. You know, even the five-year mandate that has been given, we might have touched a dent, but the confidence that was given to the communities, to everyone within the Johannesburg community, assisting us to starting now to restrain this continuous urban decay. And lastly, we've got what is called an inner city roadmap that we are following, that we have developed. I've got an inner city sub-mayoral committee that sits every month to look at issues specifically around this development in the inner city and other areas. That's why we are able now to tackle these issues head on.
All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring in Advocate Sipho Mantula, but after, and also we're going to check the issue of development within townships, for instance. As much as we talk about the new town, you know, precinct and so on, what's happening in Soweto? What's happening in Alexandra in terms of the arts and culture? Eh? Do people have to leave townships to come to Joburg? Or why are there any developments? As much as we have plans to resuscitate Newtown, which is a fantastic idea, but we have to see as well to say in different townships, do we have similar issues?
Yes.
Advocate Mantula, if we bring you in, when was the last time you went to the Newtown precinct, man?
It's a cultural activity. Refreshing morning, Murio, even to Brother Ruben. Murio, as I was thinking, it's true, it's been long. I used to go to workers' library, skippies, culture and coffee. And you know, I am a reggae fanatic, horror cafe, change, it go to Carfax. But that decay, Murio, I'm looking at our cultural sites beyond the inner city and to the ghettos. They have tend to become cemeteries. We're only waiting for the unveiling of the tombstone of Western development, and I think it's proper for the city to look at cultural development as a Mzansi golden economy, Murua. I think that concept, we have lost it, Murua, somewhere where we said, but in this economic dilemma we are in, our cultural product, our cultural artists have to be recognized and respected, Murua, acknowledged, not exploited. I know Bradon was angry with the city of Joburg. The late Memi Remtlali was angry with the Joburg city at some point. But beyond that, Murio, I agree with you when you say, let's look even at the townships, Murio. You look at CAP machine in precinct. Let me talk of CAP machine in Museum, Murio, which makes me sad when you are in Soweto. You compare 2 hectare Peterson Museum. You move again, Murio, you say, but the house of Robert Sobukwe, where Sobukwe lived in Mofolo, has it been kept? No. You looked at the houses of Sofa Sonke, Mpanza, in Soweto. Then the name Soweto, which should have been originated as Sofa Sonke or Mpanza, it was taken as a geographic location, southern and western townships. You know, so I think cultural diplomacy, it lacks from national policies, provincial policies, and municipalities, they see culture as by the way. So I don't agree with this notion that you cannot look at culture as an economic revival in the state where we have allowed even property not to be owned by us. It was co-owned. When the malls came in the new town, it removed hippies. There was a small theater there, Murillo, if you will remember. It is not there anymore.
You
spoke about Nikki. You know, Nikki, it was a death underground corner. You know, you look at Workers Library, Murillo, we used to have sessions, Libo Record. You look at Zara Bookstore. At Chikisha there, Murillo, there was a Zara Bookstore that was vibrant.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, you know, there's a book reading somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think, Murillo, the problem it lies even with the previous administration, the current administration, that they look at culture as by the way, and they are making cultural artists to be offense, and cultural artists are revolutionaries by nature, Murillo. And I think consultation is proper in the IDPs, but make it simple. Don't Englishize it a lot that is only in English that our artists cannot even talk to it.
Yeah. Fantastic comments there. Let's go to Pekani in Hammerskraal. We are taking your calls, by the way, on 0861987000. And you can also tweet us at PowerFM987 using the hashtag PowerWeek, or tweet me directly at Murillo Muriano. It's 24 before the hour midday. Pekani, Hammerskraal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, ma'am.
I have a question for Councillor Masango.
Yes.
Yeah. When you work on this renewal project, obviously you must have a package to sell to the stakeholders. I mean, what vision do you have for the whole precinct, and what sort of incentivizing is going to be there? Because if you don't have a package, then people just come there and enjoy your refreshments and, you know, go home.
Okay.
Obviously, if you want to see something, you must tell us what exactly is that you want to see and what sort of things you're going to put in place so that you reach your goal.
Okay. Yes. Pekani there from Hammerskraal. Councillor Masango.
Thank you, Pekani, for that issue. I think, as I've mentioned as well, Moran, that we have engaged with the stakeholders. We did our own surveys, and remember, as we all agree, that this was a cultural present, and we've engaged with various stakeholders, and we still continue to engage with the stakeholders. And we are getting what they are saying to us, and they have agreed to us to say that as much as we're not disregarding the culturalness of the new town present, but let's add to the diversity so that as the things change every in the year, and the things then need to be adapted.
Okay.
And just a quick one on this issue around the advocate to say that we are not totally disregarding. You know, your Alexander Heritage under JDA, we are dealing with issues in that as well in the townships. We're not even in Soweto. There's also through our community development department, we're looking at arts and heritage issues. So this is an issue that is also close to our heart. We never disregard that. We've got the heritage site where when we develop, we keep heritage issues. I know that in Patterson Park, there's another development, the heritage library there will also be kept. So we can never forget about heritage. In fact, there's a program called Art My Jaws that is specifically working on bringing new talents in places where we develop so that those places talk to the Africanness, the culture that we want to also portray in that space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to... Hang on a second. Mpo has been holding for quite some time. We'll come back to that, Mr. Mantula. Mpo Randfontein, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good.
Fine. Quick, man. I thought some of these discussions must not be seen as a Johannesburg issue. We must increase this hub to the entire Gauteng because the connectivity is there. Skipis has always been an example of the entire place, and I agree with you that I also recently went there, and you go down with pain. I was saying to somebody that, in actual fact, it was not only cultural, it was a home of the intellectual house of the left. Views and ideas were processed there. I venture to say the Virgin Governance School was actually initiated there. I mean, it was embryonically was discussed there. How do you respond to apartheid in a way that you a professional as public service was actually in that precinct. So there's so much that we should begin to link. I think the last year the Premier of Gauteng hosted a Metropolis conference about inclusivity and economic spaces where everybody could connect. And I think the problem about the IDPs, MMC, is that they are internally looking. You don't expand. You don't see how Gauteng is growing. And if Johannesburg is the anchor of Gauteng, why can't we open the discussions? Why can't we have a better city, a mega city that takes care of any other proximity cities that are closer to it?
Mpo, these are very good points, because I was going to come back, but we'll pose it later, to the issue of intergovernmental workings, because especially where you have dynamics, where at province you have the ANC in the city, you've got the DA and so on, to say the issue of politics, somehow they have to be managed, because people can't suffer because of the intergovernmental dynamics. Anyway, thank you very much, Mpo. Good point. Much appreciated there. Okay, Mr. Mantula, you can respond.
What I wanted to say, I fully agree with you. Chapter 3 of our constitution, intergovernmental. I wanted to say alignment, Murio, but policy must become practical, Murio.
Yeah.
And I fully agree with Mpo in terms of what he has said. With the councillor, the reggae community has been marginalized, Murio. I will still raise it. Your view, Murio, it was the reggae hub, as you know, Tando, your Times Square, your view.
Yeah, that Times Square at Yeovil used to be the home for journalists and writers and authors. What happened to Times Square?
And you look at your Bongani Madondos, your Capel, and I agree with him, but to say, West Rand, Murillo, you have Mansonville Museum, Mansonville Form Museum. You go to the East Rand, you have a rich history there of culture as well. You go to Mamelodi, Murillo, the rich history of culture, not only jazz, but of Marabi as well, music.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you find that, and I agree with you, Murillo, the book of Ngugi I will recommend on the enchantments of power. What you said, Murillo, there's enchantments of power. There's a fight over the audience. And in a cultural space, I can assure you, politicians will not survive. They will become suicide bombers.
Okay, let's go.
Hang on there.
We'll come back to you. I just want to take the callers because we have a lot of them.
Yes.
Miesha in Pretoria, good morning. Welcome.
Ah, my brother, how are you doing this morning?
Fine, how are you, Miesha? The last time we were talking was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
As usual, it's 24 hours.
24 hours, my brother. Let's kick it. Yeah.
Mario, listen, you know the issue of Dr. Motsuenyane, just to pass on that one.
Yeah, yes.
We need him in the studio.
Yes.
They call him Dr. Motsuenyane. Yeah. I call him the Warren Buffett of black business in this country.
Amen.
He is the go-to guy. Is that well that is already there? All you got to do is to be a sponge and dip in. Those are old men who had a vision.
Yeah.
And that vision was killed, because in this country, I'm listening to what he's talking about the city of Johannesburg.
Mm.
You have politicians who think they can be businessmen. Those old men have been sidelined. Those are people who understood SMMEs on how they function. If I go to Dr. Motsuenyane, I don't need to bring a 20-page thing to say to him, I want funding. He knows entrepreneurs are born. They are not made.
Yeah.
They've got the fire in their belly. Immediately I sit with him, I talk, he will see that fire oozing out. Those are the people who were sidelined, who were kicked out. One simple example, you've got Mashaba. He has become a politician. Those are people who know the groundwork and the basic of SMMEs.
Yeah.
We lost them to politics. What is he doing there? Complaining every day and being frustrated by politicians. He should be dealing with small businesses. If you talk to Mashaba, you don't need to go even on a 10-minute talk. Immediately you sit down with him. He will know this one is a deal. This one can be bought.
Yeah.
This is a plan that can work. Lastly, Murillo, on this one, we are not even reaching 30% of SMMEs in this country. In the whole world, SMMEs run to 90 and 95% of businesses. In this country, they don't even reach 30%, because politicians and tenderpreneurs are trying to run business. You go back to BEE, all of those companies have folded, they are dead. That was an emergency in this country to bring them into the fore. We leave that one. Lastly, on this one for the city council, no city council, no government can build cities. You look at it, Investec, Old Mutual, they identified that dead ground across Alexander. Today, it is sunken. It was by investors, investment companies. It has become the richest square mile in Africa, top 20 stock exchange in the world. It is a member of the $1 trillion club. It was not built by government. It was not built by politicians, because Afrikaners understood two things. They had a sense of knowledge, and they knew they had a sense of agency, and they never meddled with business when it was not necessary. You will not build Johannesburg when you bring law and order, when you cut people from selling everywhere in the corner, anybody peeing in every corner. When you cut all that out as government and do your work, business naturally will come into the city and start building. No businessman wants to put his money in a junkyard. Johannesburg is a junkyard, and it's going to be the same junk in the next 20 years because politicians are trying to play business. Thank you, Mario.
Miesha there, he got it off his chest. Huh? Got it off his chest. 16 yeah. before the hour 12. We'll get your responses. Mahanyele has been waiting for quite some time. Let's go to him, Councillor. We'll come back to you for the response. Okay. Mahanyele, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you, Dada Maria?
Fine. How are you, sir?
How do I? I'm good. Thing. How do I comment after my leader Mia today?
Just emphasize. Just yes. emphasize what you are saying. Yeah.
So I wanted to. It ties on what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Is the issue of bylaw enforcement.
Yeah.
And I think it's a problem because it's a breeding ground for lawlessness. You find that people are sleeping in town everywhere. They fell in every corner. You can't even walk properly. They pee. They urinate everywhere. So that's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm staying in Pretoria. If you go to the CBD now, the CBD is not like what it used to be yeah. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, five. Mm. It's so dirty. It stinks. It's yeah. like a pig house.
Yeah, it's like a pig style.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Manuel, we can
so
hear you.
So politicians should do their part. That is to regulate, and then business will come if the environment is fine. Yeah. I agree with what Miesha says. So there's nothing that I can. Yeah. It ties on what you talk about.
Okay.
So politicians, do your job, regulate, make sure that the places. I mean, and your police officers, your metro police officers, they leave people to litter. I mean, if a person can just litter and the police officer will just walk away, person will urinate there in town. Across the robot and the police officer would. I mean, what's their job? What do they do?
Okay.
What are they getting paid for?
We got you there, Mahanyele. We got you there, my friend. Yeah, law enforcement. Yeah. The bylaws are there, but we are not implementing. Anyway, the callers have been waiting for quite some time. That's why I'm trying to clear them up. Sydney, Pretoria, good morning.
Morning, Rio. Who's in Libra?
Like, how's it, Sid?
Hi.
Drive safely, man. Drive safely, yeah?
Yeah, I know. I will. Rio. I joined your conversation. I tuned in a bit late, and I heard the comment that you made or the previous caller made about misdiagnosing the problems.
Yes.
Here's what I'm talking from. I'm a former Rustenburg Chamber of Commerce chairman, right?
Okay.
Now I will be talking from a point of view of manufacturing industry or sector.
Mm.
When we presented the research about why are the businesses leaving Joburg, the center in other ways.
Yes.
One of the prominent features about that was that, look, we're paying very, very high rates in Joburg. I remember one of the main ones moved from, I'm not going to mention a name, moved from Joburg, and then they just moved across the border. Because rates and taxes were just not bearable for them.
Yes.
That's one of the problems that we picked up. And I'm not saying that's only one problem. However, that being the critical role or the major role, coupled with the idea that Joburg was the first one to be hit by rollouts of,
load shedding?
Eskom.
Load shedding, yes.
No one forgot about Joburg when they needed to switch off the targeted Joburg. So imagine you paying a very high rate coupled with you now not even getting that service for that matter.
Yeah.
So I was coming to that specifically out of the idea of, are we misdiagnosing the problem?
Yes.
Are we talking to people?
Yeah.
Are we talking to the right people? Are we having a conversation with entrepreneurs or industrialists like myself?
Indeed. Okay, Sid, thank you very much. Drive safely, man. Sydney there from Pretoria. He used to be the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Rustenburg. That's the other area that I want us to look at, because the DTI had a consultative process about 2 weeks ago because they want to turn one area of Bojanala into an economic zone where they will work on issues of beneficiation, because we know that the mines will be depleted fairly soon. So this is one issue that maybe Sydney can weigh in, because they used to say Rustenburg is the fastest growing city in 2010, but things have gone south. Brawili Spreadview, good morning. Before we go to our guests, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, my brother. Just in 2 minutes, if I may just put in a call and greeting to your guests today in the studio. I would like to say, you know, as we talk about Bo culture and what is you, places like Bo Nabarigingelea Kumafiking Mabatu
Mabana Cultural Center.
Yes. Mm. And you ask yourself, where will we have the Gibson Kentes of tomorrow? Because that has been systematically destroyed. And as we talk about development and towns and whatever you may call them, there was Mafikeng right next to here. Mangope decides to say, no, let's extend it and create Mabatu.
Yes.
Out of a bush, a town was created, and a whole lot of things went up there.
Yeah.
You don't have to count them. They are too numerous to mention.
Yeah.
Then you have Mojoburg, Imona, in the inner city of Johannesburg. Not even Pretoria, that the gentleman spoke about, that it smells of urine. Johannesburg used to be washed with water from in the evening at 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock, and it was spotlessly clean.
Yes.
Fast forward, when 94 pitched up, 5 years down the line, it was tanned and washed with urine. As I talk here, Ekurhuleni, where I'm staying, right next to where I'm staying, next to my house, there's a spa, Sprayed View Shopping Center, right? Guess what happened? They kick out a certain guy there because he's a border jumper. But you know what happens? They don't invite all these youths from around Sprayed View. It becomes an ANC project of ANC cadres only that are card-carrying, and nobody else can participate. Even in the CCC, the customer care service in Katlehong, it's exactly the same thing. These young people try to approach them, they'll ask you, sorry, you got a card, comrade? And you say, no, I've got this card of his party. I'm not card, ANC. Go away. You saw it just that.
Okay.
ANC has been a curse in our life, man. Let it go away. Please, I don't know where we can pray. It's a my
Kilong Baru. Okay, Brawili, you got it off your chest from Spread View there. Councillor Ruben Masango, the MMC for Development Planning, City of Joburg. The issue of public-private partnerships. I've heard the mayor of the city, Makoru Major, we call him Makurumech, Hemen Mashaba. He always emphasizes the importance of bringing business on board. But people have been skeptical to say, why it's like the mayor, because he's a businessman. You know, he keeps on bringing business for the public-private partnerships. Does it work in terms of what Miesha is saying? Because Miesha is saying that politicians don't try and do business. You just regulate. But it seems as if your administration's strategy is to do public-private partnerships, huh?
Precisely. In fact, just to thank the callers, because I think I'm happy when I get callers that now start to understand these challenges and really focus on the specific issues that we're also dealing with as a city. And exactly what you are saying, that's exactly what the mayor has been doing. That's why we're attracting so much investment in the city in particular. Like just this release of these buildings that we've released now, they're attracting about 20 billion investments and lots of job opportunities. Just the ones that we have done, we still had a long way to go. And maybe just to highlight this issue of politics, because that's another problem that when we get into this, some of us come from the private sector, as you know, the mayor from the private sector. When we get into these institutions, the mandate that we have is just to give service to our people, recognize what problems are, find solutions, work on solutions. But it's always unfortunate when you find politics mingling in these issues. You might have seen now, instead of Johannesburg, again, we're faced with an issue of funding being withdrawn around the housing and one mud cleaning, the issues are around Alex. You know, government, we need to work together. And unfortunately, what we're finding increasingly difficult with the other spheres of government when they can attack us and always want to fight against us. When you say, our doors are open, come engage with us. Why city? We are working within the city. We are focusing on our people of the city. As a provincial, we are focusing on Gauteng, as the other issues that were raised. As we're focusing on Johannesburg, we want the entire Gauteng to work. We want the entire country to also work. But we're constantly finding ourselves on these particular issues. We've introduced, that's why I'm saying I'm grateful for this quarter, because the issues of bylaw enforcement, that's why we're increasing the numbers of GMPD. That's why we're focusing on some of these issues. We've brought issues like R17 to deal with these things that people have been led to believe that everything government can do for you, can just litter And when there's a dustbin next to you, you just decide to litter because they say that you're providing work for someone else.
Yeah.
The amount of it, I walk the streets of Johannesburg, we clean today. In the afternoon, you ask yourself, this dump, pile of dump, where does it come from over 3 hours?
Mm.
So these are the things that...
So people must be arrested. So this bylaws, because littering, it's an offense. So people must be arrested for that.
Definitely. Wow. We've increased even the amount now of 10... From because it was the mere for 500 rands and something, we've increased the amount to 10,000.
Yeah.
So there are two trucks that have been impounded now. Then the fine, there's 10,000 that you need to pay for that particular littering that you are doing. Now we're establishing an undercover unit to deal specifically with certain issues. That's why we've got an undercover unit for criminality. That's why now we're going to develop an undercover. But we should not be going to this lands and spending money on certain things when the community should be assisting us. The community should be coming on board and saying that this is the part that we're doing. Then as government, we're just focusing on issues that allows the environment to build economy, create jobs, and, you know, the economy thrives. Because that's what we know. We know that it used to thrive, but over the years, if things are not focused on and as the gentleman was saying, that if we do things here for benefit of certain individuals, if you do things there in consideration of political gains, then you never get to achieve. That's the mandate that's been given as a city of Johannesburg to say that we are here to serve the people and let's focus on these issues. We have to recognize the problems. And last point from my side is to say that we've been mentioning these problems. And all the issues, if you look back, the communication that we've been giving, but we've been criticized and say that you guys are only complaining, you're only making, but we had to do this thing so that when we're dealing with this problem, people understand that these challenges are not challenges that emanated just 2 years ago. There's systematic challenges that have been there, but we had to start somewhere and we had to make our community, take it to community into confidence, take it to business into confidence. That's why now you see so much interest into the city of Johannesburg, and we are willing to, our doors are open. Even the art center, the artist that wants to engage with us, they can engage with us. And just last one that is critical for me to explain, the IDP session. Remember, let's not confuse the issues around. IDP issues are linked with particular budgets, but that development, that's why we've got a UDF that we've released specifically deals with development. So your IDP, as much as it goes to a budget, which is a legislation thing that happens at a particular point in time, but the constant engagement with every stakeholders continues throughout the year. We've got what is inner city partnership forums, we've got various engagement that we do, even our offices are available for any stakeholders to engage with us.
Dr. Mantula, given the opportunity now, I know particularly this one, the comments are, I think that closed from the 14th of June, but now that we have the opportunity to talk to the MMC for development pertaining to the cultural precinct and other cultural precincts in the townships, what are the key issues that you will say to the MMC that they must consider?
I will say, Murilo, quickly to say, yes, we need to take into account that in culture, politics, there will always be there. There's always politics of culture and cultural politics, Murilo. We should not shy away. Engage, and as you say, diagnose the key areas that we need to strengthen our cultural practitioners, Murilo. Recognize them, give them even the space to can access to education, Murilo. Cultural education is very key. And as well as funding opportunities that are not strings attached on it, Murilo.
Yeah.
And I think finally, Murilo, what Brawili said, look at comparative analysis of what's happening in the country in terms of cultural centers. Mabana, it is a pity, Murilo, it is a cultural cemetery, and others that I can mention. I am from that area, Murilo. I know it very well.
Mm.
So I'm not speaking just from Googling.
Yeah.
And I know that the diagnosis comes from shifting of putting people who are not in the cultural space, Murilo, in the key managerial positions, who don't understand culture, Murilo, and they end up mess up all the processes. And I think that's where, Murilo, even the reggae community will definitely want to engage with the city in townships as well, because reggae as well is another economic zone and hub.
Yeah.
Beyond the music, there are cultural artifacts there, Murilo. There's a lot, Murilo, in the cultural spaces, even of our diminished cultural practices from your Kwaito music, Murilo. We don't even have a Kwaito museum, Murilo. We don't even have a reggae museum.
So
you ask yourself, what are these museums all about?
Yeah.
Where we are having things that are not speaking to our reality, and as well export our culture, Murilo. Let us not be shy of taking our culture to the broader continent. Cleaning campaign, let us focus on Rwanda model, Murio, in terms of recycling as well, Murio. We cannot dump and not recycle. The guys who are collecting trash, why are we not insourcing them and taking care of them, Murio? Because they are cleaning the city.
The city, exactly. Let's go to last caller, Thomas Kempton Park. Good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, how are you, Tom?
Yeah, Mr. Murio, then thank you for giving me that opportunity for me to say something concerning our government, of which is ANC, concerning the renewal program, of which our president said some of the things which were not, which maybe we don't think is important for us to can hear, because there is a lot of things when we talk about, for an example, Alexander, the people, you know, they have got
Thomas,
that program.
Thomas, switch off your radio set, then we have, you've got 30 seconds afterwards. You said your radio is on. Switch it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Tom.
Alexander renewal program, they should have been studying that to show that we have got our government, we is caring for the people, for the our president, maybe to say at the end of the day when his term is over he can point something and say at least in Alexander I've done people, because now we are expecting a lot from them and they add with some of the things of which is not the aspirations of the,
of people.
The people, so now so that's why I say In saying this in general, Mr. Murio, then is that if you can see South Africa is like, you know, a dumping bin for the whole lot of people. Which, if we talk about the place which is in is disordered, is because of that particular people. Who
okay, Tommy. That point taken. I'm out of time. Thank you very much, Thomas from Kempton Park. Councillor Ruben Masango, MMC for Development Planning, City of Joburg. We thank you for joining us this morning, as well as Advocate Sipho Mantula. It's been real, guys. Thanks so much. Let's meet again next week between 9 and midday. Murio Sanyani Wabudikoshi.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.